We're back here on a Friday, very first day of September. We have a three-day weekend. What are we doing Monday?
I have a couple of Fox specials for us. One actually marking the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana, I do believe. Oh. Yeah, we'll run that one at 6 a.m.
I need to get out my plate.
No, wait a minute. You just met.
I'm kidding.
You just acted like the 6 a.m. hour
no,
doesn't matter.
I'm teasing.
Second most listened to hour
yes,
of the show.
Yes, I know it is. I know it is. But people tend to sleep in on Mondays, on a holiday Monday.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we'll have some Fox programming for us. Looking something interesting.
Just mail. You know, you don't get very much of it anymore.
Mail?
Like mail?
Like with, an envelope.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like postage.
This could go one way or the other.
What is it?
I haven't opened it yet.
Is it sketchified?
No, it's an elderly person's handwriting. And then,
is your name spelled correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the little label, you know, thing.
Ah.
And then over here in the left-hand corner, it says Byers and Eric Lee.
No first name for you.
No.
And then is the label one of
and
the...
And Eric's spelled correctly with an A, so that's...
Is the label a freebie you get?
Can't tell. Probably.
Like if you donate money?
Probably.
Or is it like a special order? Because sometimes that makes a difference.
I don't know if anybody special ordered those.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Oh, you go to, like, the conventions and things where people just stick them on all of the sign-ups?
No.
It's just a press release.
Oh, okay.
Four?
The 230th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution of the United States will be celebrated by the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Ah, okay.
There is a chapter here.
And they thought Eric Lee was the one.
Well, I was first.
Yes.
Byers.
You know, you've been around a while. That's the kind of stuff you get.
Yeah, one name is good.
I don't mind.
Check in the mail.
Yeah, there's another one.
You know, this is always fun.
I didn't even think to check my mailbox, you know, because you just don't get much mail.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was very nice. That was, you remember Harrison Steck, who was the kid who raised all the money for the...
Durfee
project.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. We were able to help him right there at the end. Get
oh, fantastic.
To go. So,
good deal.
Thank you. Well, that was very nice. Young man. There you go.
I had a chance to talk to him a couple months
ago.
The
age difference between these two envelopes has got to be 70 years.
Yeah, probably. Easily.
But it's great to see that, you know.
Both of them do it.
Yes.
Yep.
Because not many people do anymore.
No.
I mean, I remember, you know, when we used to just get, I mean, all kinds of mail, physical mail, to the show.
Yeah.
Not, you know, all that long ago. And then, you know, it was email. Mm-hmm. And now I still get a lot of emails, but not that much, you know, personal correspondence.
Mm-mm.
And now it's like Facebook message or LinkedIn or whatever. I mean, you don't even get the phone calls you used to get.
Right.
And yet people are still communicating. It's just changed so much.
Do you have a preference? Don't ever call my phone.
That was that your response, or was that your you asked?
That's my response. You can text me, email me. I don't care if you Facebook message me. Don't LinkedIn, because I don't get off on there as often. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't care if you. I don't care. Don't. But do not dial my phone number.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think I'm alone there.
Freddie Couples, who played on PGA Tour for years, when asked why he didn't like answering the phone, said because there might be someone on the other end.
I kind of feel
kind of his answer to that.
That's a good answer.
I don't know. It seems a little weird to me, but what are you going to do? There's more mail.
Why do you act so shocked?
Because I'm just telling you, I've only gone for 3 days. I don't normally get this much mail. I mean, I get when I say mail, I get mail every day. But I mean, this is like personal correspondence.
Feeling the love on a Friday morning.
Yes. Oh, well, that was a nice thank you as well. Okay. There's stuff I can't talk about.
No, I understand. I get it.
Oh, here's something to do the WSOY Community Food Drive.
Ooh.
Hey, now. Back down. Could be asking for money.
Yep, well, that's possible.
Could be.
Could be a check.
Let's see here. This would be our new segment. We'll let mail stack up for a week and go, here's our mail.
Friday morning segment with the mail.
This is a thank you from the Mountford Free Methodist Church.
Oh.
A new reverend who has just been there for a couple of months.
I see. Yes, and they were a microgrant recipient from the
last year, yes. Please consider us again at your next food drive. Anyway, we'll... Paul Auf. Welcome to the community.
Yes.
We do have, is that grant, is that
yes.
Paperwork available at nowdecatur.com?
If you go to the WSO food drive page on nowdecatur.com, you can put in nowdecatur.com/food drive and you can get to the page. There is a tab that says agencies looking for funding, and you can click on that. You can download it's a PDF document, fill that out. You can email it back to me. You could drop it off. You could mail it, whatever you want to do. It's just a quick application. All of the agencies will have to fill that out.
Even the ones who received money last year.
Yes, even the ones that have received money last year. And, of course, after the food drive and all of the funds have come in, then we will distribute that out.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're going to collect ahead of time.
We can't have any guarantee of how much, but we can do our best. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And those micro grants are like $5,000.
Yeah, they're, right? I mean, they're it's not very like micro.
Well, no, I mean, they are, you know, relative to scope and size.
Yes.
But, yes, they can be very helpful to people. So if you do run a food pantry or food operation and you would like to apply to receive funds from the WSOY Community Food Drive, you can go to nowdecatur.com and do that. Or nowdecatur.com/food drive. Food drive.
Or you can contact me and I'll talk you through it.
Okay, good stuff. All right, that was a lot of mail. I know it doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, normally what I get is like junk stuff that I throw 90% of it away.
Oh, I know. I do too.
I mean, and then I wonder how much people are still spending on mailing that stuff.
I know. Or my favorite.
Or maybe it's a smart way to do it because you're sort of.
Now it's going the other way.
Yeah. I mean, you get so much that goes to like clutter and junk, like with the email and everything else.
Don't disagree there.
That maybe, you know, the old fashioned snail mail is a way to stand out.
But, you know, the thing is, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, I saw that. And I can search my email. I don't want to, you know, I'm kind of trying to go more paperless.
Yeah. You're not going to hold on to all the.
The one thing that I think has completely gone out of fashion completely in communication is the fax, and we still have
a fax machine. The fax,
so,
like fax.
Yeah. Yes, and I think there's probably maybe only like three agencies that I can think of right offhand you guys got to update here.
Yeah.
Faxing is just not the way to go.
Well, speaking of technology, I saw a very interesting story today that 465,000 pacemakers are being recalled because they are at risk of being hacked. Now, this is something that we didn't think about 10 years ago.
No, but they can be updated wirelessly. I've never thought about that. Yes.
The FDA issued the recall Tuesday for 465,000 pacemakers created by health company Abbott Laboratories, which was formerly St. Jude Medical. There are six type of pacemakers, all radio controlled, affected by the recall, according to the devices in the U.S. are the Accent SRRF, the Accent MRI, Assurity MRI, Assurity DRRF. I don't know what any of this means. I'm sure if you have a pacemaker or you are in the pacemaker business, this makes some sense to you. But now, can you imagine?
Yeah, because this isn't.
And
like,
how do you, when you recall a pacemaker?
Yeah, it's not like returning shoes.
No. I mean, that's sort of a. I mean, do you get that notice in the mail? like there's something
like
wrong with your car?
Yeah.
You know, you get like the little warning, hey, we got to take that thing out of you because
or,
Junior
come in
down
for
the
some
street could hack it.
Yeah. Just pull right into this.
Now, couldn't they update it?
To make it
to protect
not?
It from the hack? I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I wish I knew. I mean, I've learned.
This seems pretty invasive, you know. And then why are they not considering the fact that they can be hacked when they're creating these things?
Good question.
It's your phone. It's something they're putting in your chest.
Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about pacemakers from the Heart Association Heart Luncheon. There was a woman there that had a pacemaker. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away by the stuff she can't do.
Like what?
Use a jackhammer.
Okay. Now, first of all.
Scuba diving.
Wait. Okay. Maybe scuba diving.
Yes.
How many times does anyone who doesn't use a jackhammer for a living actually use
a jackhammer?
It was
to demonstrate there are certain like wooden roller coasters you should avoid.
Why wooden roller coasters?
Apparently some sort types of vibrations within the body can mess with the signals of the pacemaker. At the airport, she has the card that she can't go through the machine and things like that. Those things... They're in your body being controlled elsewhere.
Gotcha.
Why nobody thought that they could be hacked?
Yeah,
until
no,
now.
I mean, any piece of technology that has an in or an out can be hacked.
Yeah.
And just about all of it does. But I've never really thought of sort of like getting your mail and go,
oops.
Yeah, I mean, everybody feels that way when you get one from the car manufacturer. Can you imagine like what's in your chest?
And it was like,
and then what can they do with it once they hack it is what I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently, I mean, they obviously have.
Can you just sit there and all of a sudden your heart just starts racing?
Well, they can radio control the, you know, the updates. So I imagine probably they could stop the updates from coming.
And who would do that?
That's a good question.
I guess maybe like this would be the new ransomware because it literally holds your heart.
Like you got
hostage.
A time bomb in your. That's horrible. It's just horrible. And you know what's bad is you get those recall things for your vehicle sometimes, and it's always like, oh, please schedule service because the seatbelt sometimes is inconveniently. Is it worth it?
Yes, but let's think about the fact that you have to, that the FDA or anyone else has to worry about security loopholes that would let hackers get access to a pacemaker and that they're worried about people turning the devices off altogether. Now, you got to think about what sick, twisted individuals, because you have the technology at your fingertips, would turn someone's pacemaker off.
Yeah. I mean, what is wrong with you? And yeah, I think ransom is probably where that goes. We need this much in Bitcoin.
That is absolutely frightening.
It is.
All right, we get back on the other side of the break. I thought Dominique might have been exaggerating on Facebook last night as I was following along with the Milliken football game.
What do you mean?
Was this a football game or a basketball game?
It was a very bad basketball game. No, it was football. It was football.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that when we return. I mean, I know they said they were going to come out swinging.
Yeah.
But, man, did they come out swinging. They played Greenville, the home opener last night. We were there for the pregame. It was a beautiful night for college football.
Oh, yeah.
Just spectacular. Like 72, 73 degrees, kind of a little hazy sun, a light breeze. People were showing up. It was like, I mean, it was banner weather for football last night. And evidently, the Big Blue agreed. We'll tell you all about it when we return. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 73 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows around 46. Getting chilly. Then Saturday warming up again, partly sunny skies, highs near 77. Sunday sunshine, highs near 86. Right now it's 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The new Milliken Decatur Symphony season is here. The opening night features Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, pianist Ilya Yukushov, and Prokofiev's suite from Romeo and Juliet with dancers from the Alabama Ballet. Later, the orchestra pays tribute to John Williams' iconic movie scores and hosts a Polish violinist performing the Schindler's List. Then ring in the holidays with the Moscow Ballet's The Great Russian Nutcracker and receive 10% off when buying all three shows. Tickets are on sale now and start at only $10. Visit the Kirkland box office or kirklandfinearts.com for more information.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal. We got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340, got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000, and still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Blue Jean, I just love. You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday, the very first day of September, which means we're only, what, 5 weeks from the WSOY Community Food Drive? It will be here quicker than you know it, that is for sure. So Milliken played Greenville yesterday in the kickoff of the football season there, and as I was looking last night and watching the, there was a halftime update and then the final score, I thought, wow, this must have been a fun game to watch. Because Milliken University beat Greenville 76-3 last night.
Yeah.
76? Did Greenville bring defense with them? I mean, did they even have a defense?
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like the offense could get much past the Big Blue defense.
Well, oh, no, wait a minute. Yes, that would indicate
right.
the three.
Right.
But what about the 76 yeah. part of this?
I know.
Quarterback receiver duo of Nico Stepina and Jordan Smith. They're also roommates, according to Joey Wagner from the Herald Review. Connected three times Thursday night for 59 yards, three touchdowns, and Milliken season's opening 76-3 rout of Greenville at Frank M. Lindsay Field, or as Eric calls it, the Frank. Wonder what Mr. Lindsay would think about that.
Don't know.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
The Frank.
The Frank. It sounds fun.
I was listening to the interview with the head coach, which aired before the final pregame warm-ups, and you know he said they were going to be aggressive, but my goodness, that is aggressive. So, second year for the coach, and it's pretty amazing when you think about this. That's a lot of points, and that's keeping them. Last year, I know it was a bit of a rout, and then they let them back in the game, and they scored the last 21 points or whatever, Greenville, meaning, at Greenville. But no letting up.
No, that's a whooping.
Yeah, I mean, they led 48-3 at the half.
Right.
So Greenville evidently scored their only 3 points in the first half. That had to be a long night for Greenville. Right?
Very much.
76-3 isn't a score you see very often in football.
Least of all in college.
Well, yeah, but that's amazing. Well, kudos and congratulations to all of the Big Blue and a gigantic win last night at the Frank. Video from Matt Hall is up from our DPS at FPS project yesterday. Fun video to watch. Make sure you check it out. Good stuff in there. And there's also a photo gallery. Stuff's on Instagram, Twitter, the whole nine yards. Now, on social media, would it be too much to ask if, like, you and Jeff, you know, share a few things?
I shared the DPS at FPS video before you did.
Okay, that's one post. Did
then,
you share
no,
anything
I,
from yesterday?
The only thing I hadn't shared yet were your photo gallery.
Well, why am I? Is it not showing up that you shared the video?
Yeah, I shared videos. I mean, if you go to my page, you can see
okay.
I've got.
You say so.
Go to my page. Apparently you don't follow me like.
No,
there's a reason. My stuff never.
I'm on Now Decatur's Facebook page, uh-huh. and it shows the number of shares. And if you just put arrow on that, and it pulls up the people who have shared it.
But if you go to my page, you can see I have videos shared there.
Okay.
How did
videos?
That happen?
Did you share any photo galleries?
I just shared some of your photo galleries so that you would hush up about it.
I just don't understand why the team, it's if we're going to call ourselves a team, doesn't support the project. Why there's only like a handful of people who
did
actually
did you share
do
the
it.
Videos?
I shared everything.
If I go and look, because
yes.
I looked at, because I'm not seeing that you shared any of the videos.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Oh, no, it's true.
Okay, well, I'll give you
Other
the same answer
you just
gave
FPS.
Me. That is just absolutely not true. I shared everything.
You're a little hurt that I hadn't shared your photos, that's all.
No, it's just you, it's just... I don't understand why it's the same people that, you know, kind of always do and then some that don't.
I'm copping to being guilty, but I just
I've shared videos.
Haven't done it yet, so but I was planning on doing it today. I just hadn't done it.
Yeah. I love Jeff. Jeff's the only one in here with, like, a three-day plan. Like, I'm going to get to sharing that 3 days from now.
I figure somebody
might. It's so far buried by the time 3 days gets to me, there's no way I could even find it, let alone share it. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, you don't look fine.
I'm sorry.
You're like, grimacing. And,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the back?
Generator.
Okay, well, didn't you have some help?
Yeah.
And you still got hurt?
Yeah.
So the generator... I'm sorry,
heavy,
I'm not...
I know you're not laughing.
You had three guys.
It's a heavy generator.
Okay, how
I
heavy
three guys,
can it
it's
be?
Me, Hulvey, and Weesey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong? Wait a minute. Is there something wrong with that threesome that doesn't that I'm not thinking of automatically? Three of you can't lift a generator, a portable generator?
From the ground up to the stage.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it's a heavy beast.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I don't mean to be distracting you with my grimacing.
Every time he, like, talks to me, he goes...
I just need to sit and not move, basically.
Okay, there's nothing I can do to help you with that.
I know.
I'm not
know.
In control of what your
okay.
limbs are doing.
No, I know. It's all right.
This is here's how he ends the news. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSON newsroom.
Ah.
But it's not distracting at all.
No, I know.
Well, it was a great week.
It was.
And we move on to the next thing. We've got a lot coming up in the month of September. We've got the Shoreline Classic. We got Arts in Central Park. We got the event next weekend, the furry
Fido
Scurry. Mm-hmm. I always get that confused. And then what's our beer fest thing?
Craft Beer Fest?
Yeah. All of this is in September, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. right? So you can find out information at Natticator.com. You can go to any of the, well, the community section is the best place to find it. But we have information about Arts in Central Park. We need a live coverage down from the Farm Progress Show. You're like Jeff.
I had that through today.
Okay.
Because we have a policy about that now.
Yeah, yeah, the banners, but this one still looks like it's going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming down.
I don't see the Craft Beer Fest.
It used to be up there.
I know it was.
I wonder if so. Okay.
Anyway.
We'll check on that.
If I go to community, if I click on, is there a more community or just those four boxes?
There should be a lot more than that in community.
Right okay, now. I'm going right now, so I'm saying. No, I'm not finding it. What do I click on community? At the top of the banner? Help me out here. Help me navigate.
No. Are you on Natticator, WSOY?
I'm on Natticator.com.
Okay. There's the four boxes there.
Yes.
Yeah, in the WSOY section, we have it on our nav bar, or I think is at the top.
See, if it's this like, damn see, confusing to try to explain to somebody how
I know,
to find
it's
this.
Just, we it's, keep adding it to different places. And.
Well, if it's a lot of different places, we'd think we'd be able to find it. I don't see it.
I'm lost, too, to tell you.
I'll just forward you something.
So if it's not in those four boxes, good luck finding it. Is that what you're saying to me?
No.
Well, then tell me where it is.
I got it on the community section of WSOY because we have a community section.
I don't see that either. Where, help me out there.
On the nav bar of WSOY?
I am on WSOY looking on the nav bar. WSOY News.
I'm going to forward you something.
Wait, hang on a second. Eric Lee Show, podcast, programs, sports, photos, videos, contests, listen live.
Okay, you had us take that off and put it on the top nav.
I knew it would
be
my...
We do this all the time.
Hang on a second. There's no community on the top nav either. You're just...
Is there life?
No, you're just talking in circles. And you're the one in charge of putting all this up here.
No, but you also are the one that constantly wants to change it.
I haven't changed anything in months.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff, help me out here.
No, Jeff,
she's totally throwing me on the bus because she controls all this and she can't tell us where to find it.
I control, but who decides?
I don't remember.
I haven't had this conversation in months.
I don't remember any changes to the nav bar.
Of course.
Except for about 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago.
Exactly.
We did do that.
All right. But the bottom line is she's the one that puts all this information up, and she can't tell us where to find it.
Anyway,
so good luck finding it on Natticator.com.
We'll string out some breadcrumbs. We'll find it.
All right. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more. We got Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports coming. So much more. Don't go anywhere. News is coming your way next.
WSOY News time is 7:29. Farm Progress Show full of new and exciting technology and products. Sometimes, though, it was good to see something familiar. Mr. Softy was serving up classic ice cream cones and other desserts by the Macon County 4-H Food Court. Terry Chance, owner of the Decatur Mr. Softy truck, said it was a shot of nostalgia for a lot of people.
We've met people that are just so excited to see a Mr. Softy ice cream truck. It brings back a lot of memories to them. We were the only one in Illinois, so that's kind of cool that they can see it for the first time if they don't live in Decatur. So, yeah, it's been a great experience for us.
The truck was brought out by the Macon County 4-H. He said they reached out to the Mr. Softy people at the beginning of the summer, see if they wanted to partner up as a fundraiser. A portion of the proceeds from the sales went back to the Macon County 4-H. Chance said they had quite a few customers throughout the three days of the Farm Progress Show and hopes to be back at the 2019 show in August.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. More people are getting back to their homes in and around Houston, Texas, to see how bad the flooding is. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says in Beaumont.
We still have catastrophic flooding going on. We have water rescues going on. We are in the life-saving mode over in that region. Also, as the waters begin to recede in Houston, Texas, we're still involved in the life-saving process there.
He was on Fox and Friends. We're waiting on President Trump's decision whether to end the Dreamers program, allowing people brought into the country illegally as children to stay.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the program was still under review.
Final decision on that front has not been made.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine tweeted that if the president ends DACA, he'll betray Dreamers he said he'd treat with great heart.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the new monthly job numbers just out by the Labor Department, 156,000 jobs created last month, the unemployment rate 4.4%. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News time is 7:31. Police across the state say they'll be out in force this Labor Day weekend, and they're urging motorists not to drink and drive. Illinois State Police, the Illinois Department of Transportation, and nearly 200 local law enforcement agencies are participating in a Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. They're conducting roadside safety checks and impaired driving patrols. Last year, 23 people died in motor vehicle crashes in Illinois over the holiday weekend. It was the deadliest Labor Day weekend in 5 years. Police say anyone who's out drinking should plan ahead and designate a sober driver. They're also asking people to buckle up and say anyone who sees a driver who may be impaired to promptly report it by calling 911. Busy sports day yesterday. It was Milliken, the big blue over Greenville, 76-3. In the NFL, it was the Bears losing to the Cleveland Browns, 25-0. Cardinals over the Giants, 65-2. It was the Cubs over the Braves, 6-2. And it was the White Sox losing to the Twins, 5-4. Tonight, WSOI is St. T hosting the Nokomis Redskins. Curly's tailgate show starting at 6, kickoff at 7. That's followed by the Cardinals and Giants joined in progress. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Relying on monitoring your credit and bank statements to protect your identity?
Here we are as an innocent zebra scans the sea of tall grass.
That's like being an unsuspecting animal at the watering hole.
The zebra doesn't spot the stealthy lion and his big white teeth.
By just monitoring your credit, you could miss a hidden threat, like someone getting a loan in your name or someone feasting on your 401k.
The lion leaps. Doesn't look good for the zebra.
With LifeLock, you can see more. We detect a range of identity threats, even your info being for sale on the dark web. Have a problem? One of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but we'll help you see more of what's trying to sneak up on you. Join for 10% off. Head to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Here is Lindsay Romano with the, well, kind of up and down forecast.
That's a little all over the place. A little cooler today with mostly sunny skies, highs near 73. Tonight, clear, lows around 46. Much colder. Then for Saturday, sunny, warming up again, highs around 77. Then Sunday, warming way up with sunny skies, highs near 86. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 58 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, the very first of September, Mark Tupper is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. He's in each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. All right, we've been living at the Farm Progress Show. What's going on with baseball?
Well, we almost had like another trade deadline yesterday because there's a rush to make Major League Baseball personnel moves, because if a team wants to add a player who can be included on their postseason roster, he must be added by today. And a couple of teams went all in trying to either fill a hole to maybe get them over the hump and get them into the postseason, or in the case of the Houston Astros, they know they will be in the postseason, and this they made a move that will try to help them win it all. The Angels are a game and a half out in the American League wildcard race, and they need some more offense. So they made deals to add outfielder Justin Upton from the Detroit Tigers and infielder Brandon Phillips from Atlanta. The Houston Astros, who have this big lead in the American League West, need to fortify their pitching, and they pulled off the day's biggest deal by adding starting pitcher Justin Verlander from the Detroit Tigers. So Houston now has two Cy Young Award winners on their staff with Verlander and Dallas Keuchel. I thought the Cubs might add a shortstop with the uncertainty of Addison Russell's foot, but instead they added a base stealer, a runner. They got Leonis Martin from Seattle. He's a flyer who can pinch run in a tight game, just another weapon to have available. And then as for the Cubs, they won again last night. They beat Atlanta 6-2. Since the All-Star break, the Cubs have had the best offense in Major League Baseball. In fact, in the 88 games played before the All-Star break, the Cubs' run differential was zero. They had scored exactly the same number of runs as they had allowed. In the 45 games since the All-Star break, they are plus 94. Out on the West Coast, the Cardinals beat the San Francisco Giants 5-2. Really, the big news was that Michael Wacha pitched effectively through six full innings. He has not been able to go that deep into games lately, so this was a welcome performance from him. Milwaukee also won. They beat the Nationals 6-3, so the standings in the National League Central are unchanged. Cubs 3.5 up on the Brewers, 6 up on the Cardinals. The Cubs host Atlanta at 1:20 this afternoon. The Cardinals are still out in San Francisco, 9:15 tonight, with 29 games to go.
All right, 29 games. Man, now it gets exciting. We'll on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, we'll talk a little college football. This look is brought to you by Pros Auto Clinic.
Need a few extra miles out of your vehicle? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. Or do you just want to make sure you got the most from your investment? Call the pros at Pros Auto Clinic. New or used, Pros Auto Clinic specializes in general auto repair and maintenance. Foreign or domestic, from cars to light trucks. Pros Auto Clinic. Located at 260 West Wood in downtown Decatur. Pros Auto Clinic. 423-3024. 423-3024.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, college football.
Well, that had to be the best college football atmosphere they've ever seen in Bloomington, Indiana last night for this very unusual Thursday night in August Big Ten opener between number 2 Ohio State and the Hoosiers, who were playing for the first time under their new head coach, Tom Allen. And into the third quarter, Indiana made it a very interesting game. They were up by one at the half. Indiana ran its no-huddle, up-tempo, mostly passing offense really well early, and they were effective with it, enough so that you could see Ohio State coach Urban Meyer getting annoyed. But inevitably, the talent disparity began to show, and Ohio State scored 22 points in the third quarter and pulled away to a 49-21 victory, about as expected. But Indiana should win some games, and their quarterback, Richard Leggo, who completed 40 of 65 passes for 410 yards and 3 touchdowns. That kid looked good. They were exciting to watch. The majority of teams open tomorrow. Illinois hosts Ball State at 11 a.m. at Memorial Stadium. That game on the Big Ten Network. If you wanted to watch a triple header tomorrow, as some college football fans will do, Illinois at 11, Michigan against Florida at 2:30. That game will be played in Arlington, Texas at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Florida has suspended 10 players for that game. And then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, it's the game of the weekend, number 3 Florida State against number 1 Alabama. That game being played in Atlanta. There's also primetime games on Sunday and on Monday as the networks try to feed you a pretty big dose of college football throughout the Labor Day weekend. And as you said, Brian Milliken got off to a flying start last night, 76-3 over Greenville College. That game was over with in about a blink of the eye, 27-0 in the first quarter, 48-3 at halftime. I know I've been obsessing about the weather as football teams are being blessed with this season, but just tremendous for players and fans. It was that way last night at Milliken. More of the same this weekend, at least here in the Midwest. If you have a chance, come on out to a game, either high school game tonight, a college game tomorrow. It is often scalding hot this time of year or with threats of rain. So this clear, cool weather should not be taken for granted. I will be in Champaign tomorrow for the Illini game and really looking forward to it.
All right, my friend. Have a great day, and we will check in with you Tuesday morning as we have Monday off for Labor Day weekend. We might have a pair of tickets still to give away for tomorrow's. I think I have them. Fighting Illini football game. I was holding on, I think, till we got done with Farm Progress Show. Maybe. I'm not sure. I feel like I haven't slept for 3 days.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I did come out of it without an injured back, though, so I've got that going for me. We'll get back on the other side of the break. We're going to check in with the folks at Brinkotter and do our Brinkotter home highlight. We're going to take a trip to the Berg today and share that with you in just a couple of seconds. Right now it's time for our Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better healthcare closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital, together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
It's just not summer without Toyota's National Clearance Event, where you can save big on the remaining 2017 models. But this event won't last long. Hurry and get the Toyota you want today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
The new Millikan Decatur Symphony season is here. The opening night features Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, pianist Ilya Yukushov, and Prokofiev's suite from Romeo and Juliet with dancers from the Alabama Ballet. Later, the orchestra pays tribute to John Williams' iconic movie scores and hosts a Polish violinist performing the Schindler's List. Then ring in the holidays with the Moscow Ballet's The Great Russian Nutcracker and receive 10% off when buying all three shows. Tickets are on sale now and start at only $10. Visit the Kirkland box office or kirklandfinearts.com for more information.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, for that very short window, that was a great rock and roll group. Very short window. All right, each and every Friday morning, we have a Brinkouter home highlight. Jim Wilkerson joins us from Brinkouter.com, and we're going to head to Warrensburg. Jim, how are you this morning?
Oh, great. Doing great. Love that song, by the way.
Yeah, it's always good stuff. Gets you ready to go yeah. for the day. All right, tell me about 10385 North Kenny Road.
Yeah, Brian, I picked this one because it's a fresh listing. I was going to feature something else, but it sold last night, so it's always good to pick something fresh. This one's been on the market just one day.
Oh, so this is incredibly fresh.
Yes, it is. It's 10385 North Kenny Road. Yeah, so if you take 121 out past Warrensburg a little bit, you're going to take a ride on Kenny, and then it's just the second house from before you get to Poland Road.
Okay, now this is described as a well-maintained and updated ranch. It's got 5 acres, big piece of property.
Very big property. The actual home is over 3,600 square feet, so that's a very big ranch. But, yeah, 5 acres of property. You got an outbuilding, lots of space to roam. If you're looking for country living, this is going to be a great one.
All right, now tell me about this. Has got I was looking at, because you always think about country living, 2 septic tanks, 2 sump pumps, water softener. So they've got all of the amenities, right?
Oh yeah, it's got everything. It's got a we don't have the pictures yet because it's so new, but we should have those up here in a day or so. But yeah, it's got a formal dining room that goes out to a three-season room, so that I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like. It's got a full finished basement with a full kitchen, and that's a great plus. But yeah, just picture what you could do on this property. You could have horses. You could have. I've always wanted to have a big dog that you could let roam and have fun and a lot of privacy and quiet.
All right. There's also a music system in the house.
There is. There's a music system that goes throughout the home, so that's a neat amenity that you have there as well. It's also got a pool table and piano that is going to stay. So a lot of nice things with this one.
All right. Well, somebody needs to...
Warrensburg Schools, of course, too.
Absolutely. Somebody needs to jump on this quickly because I can't imagine this will last long. Now, will this be open on Sunday, or because of the holiday, will you have any open houses?
Actually, no opens this Sunday for the holiday. But we will be back next Sunday.
Okay, great stuff.
Plenty of them.
All right, so go to Brinkouter.com. We've also put this up on our Nowdecatur Facebook page this morning. Go to the Nowdecatur app, click on the Brinkouter link. That'll take you there as well. And if people want to call, this is Team Booker, right, who has this listing?
That's correct. Team Booker's got this one.
All right, Jim, have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll see you next week.
And all right, thanks.
Jim Wilkerson from Brinkouter.com and Brinkouter Realtors. This is they said so new that all the pictures are up yet, but they're going to be up. And I'm sitting here looking at this. A beautiful ranch, big ranch. That outbuilding's 30 by 50.
And that's great. That's great space. And that I love the ranch. I love the. It's very
It's classic, but it's been completely updated and well maintained. And if you look at, there's, let's see, the furnace and central air was redone in 2006. Finished basement has a full kitchen. As you mentioned, the pool table and patio or piano are going to stay. There's also a heated and cooled workshop area in that 30 by 50 outbuilding. So, I mean, you can use it all year long. And then you always wonder about water, right? Two septic tanks, two sump pumps, and a water softener. That's pretty cool. There's also a list of other improvements that aren't in here yet. The listing is so brand new. All right, that's 103.85. That's like a lot of, you're out in the middle of the country, you wouldn't think your address would have to be five numbers.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
It's not like there's 10,385 homes on the street. It's 10385 North Kinney Road, just past Warrensburg School District. 299 is what they're asking for this house. And we're looking at literally the living area, 3,656 square feet. That is a gigantic ranch.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
I even heard that.
All right, both of you. Stop.
No, it's really, you know, I feel uncomfortable for you. As you just wince your way through the show.
Thank you.
You sort of look like you played in that game for Greenville last night.
I feel like I was on the Greenville defense.
Not sure they had one. 76-3.
Maybe they all got back problems. Could be.
Might be. All right. So it's amazing how quick the time flies after these events are over. It seems like we were just getting into the golf tournament, the Decatur Forsyth Classic. And then that seemed like we were just rolling into the Decatur Celebration, which seemed like we were just rolling into Farm Progress Show. Now we're going to roll into the month of September. By the way, September is one of my favorite months of the year. The weather in September, if you get a good September, and so far we're having just a banner one, I just love September weather. I like a little bit of the crisp, cool fall in the air, but yet warm enough where you're not cold. There's just that perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves start to turn. You got football back in action. September's a great time. And then my birthday is October 7th, so I think as a kid I kind of always liked the fall, you know, like that September, October. And October can be great, too. October can be a lot of things.
Yeah.
And just evident the food drive, over the years. We've had snow. We've had rain. We've had 89-degree temperature. We've had everything in between over the 16 or 17 years. This is the 16th or the 17th
16th.
Year? I thought last year was the 16th. Do we know for sure?
How have we lost count? How is that possible?
It's not. I'm sure it's right. It seemed like last year was the 16th.
No, this year's the 16th.
Okay. So we've been doing this. So I didn't do a food drive the first.
So you're saying so the first food
5 years I was on the air?
2001, right?
No.
If this is the 16th.
Okay, maybe. That can't be right. You're telling me that our food drive happened after 9/11?
You were the creator.
I know, but what I'm saying, I can't imagine that we did the big 9/11 fundraiser and then turned around 4 weeks later and did a food drive. Of course, the very first one was in November,
right?
That's right, because we did do it, because it was freezing.
Yeah, it was Kroger out on Brentwood.
No, we've always been at 36.
Okay, I thought it was...
Always been at 36. We were out there all day Friday and half a day Saturday, year one, there, and we had the Sims Lumber box truck. I mean, it was so tiny, the operation compared to what it is today. What are you...
did you have other stations at Brentwood or something?
Two or three years
okay,
in,
that, that
they tried to do it, and it was just...
Maybe that's why I thought of Brentwood.
That's you've always got a GM that wants to include everyone.
Yeah.
That would have been Joel Flechtar at that time, like, hey, this would be great if, and then they don't do anything and nothing happens, and then you go back to doing it the way you do it.
Right.
Some things never change.
Yes.
But there was one year, and I don't remember if it was year two or year three, where we had other stations go out to other Kroger locations and collect.
Okay.
And there was not a lot of success. But SOY has always been at 36.
Okay.
Always. I mean, from day one. And we've had, several different store managers over the years and seven different, now we've got Eric Halverson, who's been fantastic, took over for Kevin Katansky, corporate in Indianapolis. So it's everything will be the same. For some reason, I don't know why, I thought last year was year 16. But I trust Lindsay. She's all over this stuff. And she says this is the 16th year, then it, by golly, must be the 16th year. And that means we're, you know, not too far get done this year. Next year, 17, 18, 19, what is it, like 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple years. Man, it's amazing how fast the time flies.
Yeah.
Well, it's October 6th. We've got a very, very busy week that week because October 5th is the Community Leaders Breakfast.
Right.
And we're going to meet the son of Gerald Ford. He's an actor.
Did
I think
not
he had a
that.
Role in When Harry Met Sally.
I heard you say that yesterday, and I was like, really? I did not realize that.
Uh-huh. I don't have any idea what kind of public speaker he'll be. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting, though. And they've asked me to speak, you know, do a quick bit there for the food drive, because the food drive's the next day, Friday, October 6th.
Right.
And then October 7th is Milliken's homecoming.
Right.
And we'll be out there for the big pregame show.
Tailgate show.
Tailgate show. And then the October 8th is now Brad Underwood, the Fighting Illini men's basketball coach, is going to be at Hickory Point Golf Club. We do not have tickets for that yet. We will. No. And when we do, we'll start giving them away.
Right.
So you guys took my birthday weekend and really gave me the screw. I mean, you know, I'd like to thank all of you. I mean, I'm willing to do the food drive. Last year was on my birthday.
Right, right.
And I, you know, that's okay. But do we really have to add everything else on top of that that requires my presence?
In my personal opinion, no. Wasn't required, but those are the way things shake out.
Yeah. But you did. Now, Underwood is when Underwood can do it. That's
right.
Simply, you know,
right.
I mean, that's just the fact. And yeah. We appreciate Mark and all of his work in making that happen. And I heard them talking last night about how, you know, just back to the Lou Henson days. It's always been great. So we'll be there with bells on.
Oh, yeah.
And then Saturday, you know, homecoming's homecoming.
Yeah. Not like you can ask the college to reschedule their homecoming.
No, it would have been nice if my own people would have thought of me a little, you know, instead of doing it on the back end of the Farm Progress show last night and my birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
The very two dates they picked.
Yeah. I thought that was handy.
Yeah. Convenient. But that's okay. It was great. I love starting my day at Farm Progress and ending my day at Milliken because it just proves to me, once again, how many great things and great people and great organizations and all the stuff that's going on in this community that you ought to be proud of.
Right.
And so if the worst thing I have to complain about is there's too much good stuff to do, that's a pretty good place to be in. So it was great last night seeing all the crew and Brian Marshall and we had the baseball coach on with us, and Sam, the golf coach, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of energy out there.
You got to meet Coach Burt, and creator of the Burt Plate.
I did. I went around and introduced myself to him. I use the Burt Plate all the time in my workouts with Molly at the YMCA.
He's a nice guy.
He is a great guy,
yeah.
And I had not met him before, and so I went over to introduce myself and kind of explain, and he goes, oh, yeah, those videos. You know, it's like people are watching those. Some people don't even know what it is, but they're watching it. And he asked me how all that got started, and I just thanked him. I thought, because I think the Burt Plate's amazing. I love that piece of equipment. I use it quite a bit. But he invented that.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's a great piece of equipment, too.
It really is. I guess you can, the general public can buy
you
those.
You can.
We don't have those in our home gym.
No, we don't.
Lindsay had to have this home gym.
Okay. Time.
Who wanted the TRX system
Jeff,
for
I did. I wanted the TRX.
Right.
The TRX. Now, Jeff, you are here in this office.
Okay,
when...
stop. Don't even go there. That's not what
you
I'm...
You still have your home.
Do you notice how she will never... I mean, if we even go into an area, even an
well,
area...
Well, you want to throw me under the bus?
I throw you under the bus. Who had to have... You can,
the
be
TRX.
Fair. Okay, and then how many times have you used the TRX after installation?
And the rest of the equipment?
Okay, see, she ought to be Bill Clinton. She should be a Clinton the way she answers questions. It means what the word the means. As opposed to... How many times have you used the TRX since installation?
Like two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... 3 months.
The home gym is
okay.
not a TRX.
Whoa. How many times the TRX that you harped, you had to have. Yeah, had to have it. I'm just saying.
I gotta use it. Give it to me. I'll take it.
I like it.
She likes it.
I was saying, give it to me.
It hangs on a wall.
I won't be able to use it for the next couple of days.
Yeah,
because
you've gone from like a foot injury to now a back injury.
I'm damn disaster at this point.
Well, see, it's because you quit working out.
I'm falling apart.
You were better off during the first 12 weeks when you were going to all the classes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 73 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 46. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 77. And Sunday, sunny highs near 86 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 58 degrees.
In the words of Harry Truman, America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. So was Mansi Metal. Our high-quality metal, used on your next roof or pole barn, is manufactured in our warehouse right here in the Bluegrass. Save big on all of our red, white, and blue premium rib metal. Only $1.85 a linear foot. American strength, American made. Mansi Metal in Mount Zion. Visit us in person, online, or call us at 864-5835.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer. Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
It's just not summer without Toyota's national clearance event, where you can save big on the remaining 2017 models. But this event won't last long. Hurry and get the Toyota you want today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What's this next Category 5 storm that's brewing? Irma? You got to quit giving these horrendous storms these innocuous names. Kind of hard to get everybody alarmed about something called Irma, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, Irma's the lady in front of you at the post office is driving you crazy.
Right.
Irma and Gert.
Although Jim Cantore is excited.
Why?
I'm just telling you, there's another storm out there now.
So oh.
He, you know how he is.
Well, I mean, is this going to be a big one we're looking at? Where?
Category storm. It's rolling through
in the Atlantic. Rivers.
Could anywhere from Florida Gulf Coast to, you know.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll take a break for the news. We'll give away Illini tickets when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Sixth graders with DPS 61 got a unique experience yesterday at the Farm Progress Show. Even though Decatur is surrounded by agriculture, the kids that live in the city are not necessarily exposed to it, according to Jill Hubbard. She's an instructional specialist at Garfield Montessori. She said it was a blast to see the kids' reactions. Zach Shields, the executive director of the DPS Foundation, agrees with Hubbard and said the trip was about showing the students what the ag world is all about and what they can do with it.
Just exposing them to the number of careers in the STEM fields in